When I started looking at the 25% required for writing, I started thinking about what I had been seeing, and in students who were trying hard, or in some who trying desperately to master the skills, very, very, there had to be some way out to make something help people. And this may or may not do it, but I have permission to try this, and if it does work, I'll ask again. Yes, indeed, it does say that 25% of the writing is the minimum amount. And if you look at the written work, you're looking at 40 for Unit 1, 40 for Unit 2, 100 for the major essay, plus 30 for the in the distance learning course, the working group discussions. And that's only 210. But I started thinking about a way to increase the likelihood of developing a habit that would be good habits for evidence. And by separating that last 40 points into being measures of whether or not that the student had used a basically good habit, then 10 plus 10 plus 20 equals 40, and 40 plus 210 brings it back to that 25% of the 1,000-point course. So how does it work? Well, the rubric, it determines whether or not you get the points for the good habits for evidence part of the grade. But if you look at the rubric, and you may need to slide down just a little bit, but if you look at the rubric, if you don't have any problems, any misreading, reading passively, embellishing facts, plagiarizing, half copy plagiarizing, assuming, as in the F column, the really bad one, if you don't have any marks there, then you're going to get the full points for that. You'll get 10 points for Unit 1 or 2 essay, and you'd get 20 if you didn't have this problem for the major essay. So what it means, and I bolded this, is the whole reason for the points for the good habits for evidence is if you have habits that are not worthy of you, that this may be able to help you walk away from the bad habits and choose ones that will help you learn history. And if you already have excellent habits, then you have something to make your life a little easier right now. But you can earn points to help your grade while you're developing new and good habits. And that's the whole purpose.